With Montana News, I'm Charles Bolte. Montana health officials reported another 121 confirmed COVID-19 cases from Saturday through Monday, marking one of the state's highest three-day totals since the pandemic began. Health officials announced 39 new cases on Saturday, 45 on Sunday, and 37 on Monday, pushing the total since the pandemic began to almost 1,250 cases. The number of infections is thought to be far higher because many people have not been tested, and studies suggest people can be infected with the virus without feeling sick. More than a third of the newly confirmed cases over the weekend were in Yellowstone County, which includes Billings. Montana Governor Steve Bullock's campaign said it raised over $7.5 million in the second quarter of 2020 in his bid for the U.S. Senate against Republican incumbent Steve Daines. Daines' campaign said the Republican will release his fundraising numbers when they are due next week. Bullock outraised Daines by almost 3-1 in the first quarter of the year. Outside political groups not directly tied to the two campaigns also have been pouring money into the race, spending just over $2 million to date. Democrats need to pick up 4 seats in November to win outright control of the Senate. Bullock is seen by many as Democrats' best chance to flip the seat held by Daines, a first-term senator. Missoula's recent warm and dry conditions have prompted officials to push local fire danger from low to moderate. According to the Missoula County Fire Protection Association, that means outdoor debris burning season closes Tuesday. The association, made up of local, state, and federal agencies, says even though grasses still look green, dead forest fuels are rapidly drying out. Debris burning season closed last week in Flathead and Northern Lake counties. Open burning resumes there October 1st or as conditions allow. The National Interagency Fire Center is predicting an above-normal fire potential in western Montana this summer. That has fire officials on edge. The global pandemic complicates firefighting work this year. Firefighting strategies used to protect property and resources will look different as firefighters also try to protect themselves from COVID-19. Lightning-caused fires in eastern Montana have kept wildland firefighters busy over the Independence Day weekend. The West Armels fire 20 miles south of Forsyth grew 86 acres last night due to burnout effects and is now 480 acres and 80% contained. The lightning-caused fire started July 4th on private land 20 miles south of Forsyth and has been burning in timber and tall grass. 8 fire personnel from Rosebud County and 3 engines are continuing the mop-up work and securing fire lines. The fire so far has cost an estimated $25,000 to fight. The Elk Creek Fire is another lightning-caused fire burning on private land 28 miles southwest of Miles City. This fire started at the end of June, is being fought by Custer County fire personnel, and is estimated at 174 acres. And the 10-acre lightning-caused South Fork Fire that started on Sunday southwest of Lame Deer was reported contained as of late Monday morning. Kalispell Regional Healthcare is expected to acquire the Marias Medical Center and other facilities in the Shelby area. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports Toole County Commissioners voted late last month to accept a multi-million dollar deal.
Toole County put out a request earlier this year for a larger medical company to take over its county-run medical center and other facilities. Both Benefis Health System, based in Great Falls, and Kalispell Regional Healthcare put in proposals, but commissioners ultimately decided to go with KRH, as first reported by the Shelby Promoter. The proposal approved by commissioners says Kalispell Regional Healthcare plans to run the Marias Medical Center, Marias Care Center, Heritage Center, and Britton House. KRH Chief Expansion Officer Cindy Morrison says the deal could be closed by the end of the year.
So what will happen now is we will go through several months of due diligence. And basically what that is that's a deeper dive into all types of information about Marias Medical Center.
Morrison says the plan is to expand services at the Marias Medical Center, though those specifics still need to be hashed out. KRH's proposal also notes that it's in preliminary talks with medical facilities in Conrad and Cutbank in hopes of forming a more regional healthcare system. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
The U.S. Supreme Court has handed another blow to the disputed Keystone XL pipeline from Canada by keeping in place a lower court ruling that blocked a key permit for the project. However, Monday's order also put on hold the lower court ruling as it pertains to other oil and gas pipelines across the nation. The Trump administration had argued the U.S. Army Corps of Engineer permit program that has been in place since the 1970s was functioning properly when it was canceled by a Montana judge in April. Critics argued the program allows pipeline companies to skirt responsibility for damage to water bodies. Data released by the U.S. Department of Treasury reveals that more than 23,000 businesses in Montana received loans from a federal rescue package meant to keep small businesses afloat during the coronavirus pandemic, totaling more than $1.5 billion. Among them are more than 2,000 Montana businesses that received loans greater than $150,000. The loans went to businesses across the state in a variety of industries, including nonprofits and tribal entities. A handful of loans went to businesses owned by political figures in the state. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the wife and the running mate of Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte, as well as several other top GOP officials, were possibly exposed to the coronavirus after attending an event with the girlfriend of President Donald Trump's oldest son. Gianforte's wife, Susan, Lieutenant Governor candidate Christian Juris, as well as Republican congressional candidate and state auditor Matt Rosendale and state auditor candidate Troy Downing, were at a Trump fundraising event July 1st in Gallatin County with Kimberly Guilfoyle, the girlfriend of Donald Trump Jr. The New York Times reports Guilfoyle was diagnosed with the coronavirus on July 3rd. Greg Gianforte, Montana's representative in the U.S. House, did not attend the event. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.